This is Bird Note. What can one person do when large-scale human development replaces nearby natural habitat? Seattle-area lakeside resident Joanna Bueller spoke out for clean water and the needs of wildlife. As she watched parking lots and buildings replace wetlands and woods, she created a rain garden where street drains emptied stormwater runoff onto her property. Here's Joanna.
Basically, in the 80s, more than three-quarters of this watershed was in forest and farm, and now we're scarcely over a quarter left. So that has enormous implications for water quality. The first goal was to make it good for the salmon and the water quality. I wanted to be able to filter all of this, the pollutants and the sediment coming off the plat before it got into the lake. The second goal was that it would be wildlife friendly. And the third goal was that it would be beautiful. I wanted to have a wildlife backyard. That became my passion.
She put in grasses and sedges and plants that thrive in a wetland.
And we also put in this Indian umbrella plant. In the spring, it sends up these stems with pink flowers on the top, and then these leaves grow up, and they look like umbrellas, the inverted umbrellas. In the summertime, if you get water in them, they become bird baths. And I can't tell you how often I will see these little birds, chickadees, in these big leaves, and they'll splash around in there. That's, for me, that's why I love to garden. It gives me my humanity back.
You can see photos at birdnote.org.